in Tema in particular, we will not be able to give concrete figures that within the first and second quarter. These are the numbers that have been sent home in terms of the unionized staff, but the non-unionized, quite a number of them, and they have been running to us here after they are sent home, which is a bit too late for us to start the processes. But indeed, on some occasions that we decide to follow up, we have been able to ensure that they have been reinstated, because some of the reasons are unfounded, some are quite too flimsy. It is just a way of cutting costs on the part of the employer. So what we are doing as ICU is that we have developed a very healthy relationship with our social partners, and we are trying to encourage them to keep managing the situation into the third quarter, hoping that at that time measures will be put in place to do away with this crisis. The effect of that engagement is that most employers contemplating to embark on redundancy have put it on hold. But it doesn't mean that it is off the banner, the banner completely. No. So if nothing is done to address the situation, into the third quarter, we are going to see massive exercise of redundancy being conducted by employees. And that is why we are using this opportunity to appeal to government to take the bold step to ensure that the right thing is done. I believe in Tema in particular, we will not be having less than 5,000 workers going home.